to keep me guessing. She's got me on the fence with that certain little something. She's a complex kid, and she's always been so hard to get around. Yeah, she always likes to leave me with the shadow of a dad. Asking questions, she's got me on the fence with that little bit of mystery. She's a complex kid, and she's always been so hard to get around. Yeah, she always likes to leave me with a shadow of a dad. Just a shadow of a doubt. She thinks it keeps me running, and I'm trying to figure out if it's leading up to something.
Tempus Impetor Terrarum, Time, the Commander of All Things. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes, and it turns out that Mr. Petty has, in fact, left stage left. Unless, of course, he hasn't. Conflicting reports abound of him clinging to life, but full cardiac arrest. I'm not, you know, going to put a... I'm not going to, you know, make any outstanding bets, but dead or alive, whatever the case may be, now is a time where we... devote a good portion of this show to Mr. Petty's output, and this is going to be like Petty and Petty Heartbreakers. Nothing by Mudcrutch, nothing from Traveling Wilburys, although I do enjoy the Wilburys in my more dad rockish moments, and no, I don't think we'll be playing his song with Stevie Nicks, although I have come around to that song lately. Anyway, a lot of Tom Petty and non-Tom Petty music coming your way, and we'll be discussing the man's work and impact, but first, I need help moving this couch.
Thank you.
because I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
And I'll tell you what, that is a fire truck. Anyway, person on before me closed out her show with this, but you know what, the song is just so nice, we had to play it twice.
Grew up in Indiana town, had a good look
around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress, buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, the nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone, I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ.
You know, I low-key love that album. I really do. I got the last DJ's for like a birthday or Christmas years and years ago, and it's, you know, cranky Tom Petty, but it's damn good Tom Petty. And there was plenty of damn good Tom Petty in Tom Petty's career. He had that market cornered, as he was Tom Petty, and he was damn good. Mary Jane's Last Dance was before that, from his Greatest Hits, and that's one of the best Greatest Hits compilations. If you don't believe me, you're wrong. Tom Petty, by himself on the Full Moon Fever album Free Fallen, as my friend Charlie said, one of the most L.A. songs out there, and we've checked it out. This is, in fact, true. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, American Girl, from the debut album, self-titled debut. We started off with my favorite song of his. There's an acoustic rendition of it, Shadow of a Doubt, Complex Kid. That's originally from the Damn the Torpedoes album, but this came up on the Bridge School Concerts compilation. Neil Young and his now ex-wife Peggy would throw concerts to benefit the Bridge School, a special needs facility way out west. And, you know, the concerts have come to an end, much like Neil and Peggy, but no, the albums, the compilations, they're still out there, and the proceeds do go to benefit the school. And that Tom Petty song, it's one of the highlights of this particular volume, Volume 1, as is Elvis Costello's rendition of Allison with Neil Young on backing vocals. And I advise you, as your attorney, to check it out. And moving on into the non-Petty fair, don't worry, we'll come back to Gainesville's Brave and Loyal soon enough. It's autumn, so here's the Kinks with a song about that.
Sack. as I love for you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a-shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. As much as I love you, though you may fade, my dog will always come through.
See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right away. Oh, one more time this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day.
Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, New England, from the Roadrunner Berserkly collection. Before that, Cat Stevens off of his first album, I Love My Dog, was a song. Matthew and Son was the album, and he's got a new album out, and I hear it's rather good. I will check it out myself and report back to you next week, unless I forget to, in which case, why don't you go check it out? It's easily accessible. This is the 21st century. And we started off with The Kinks' Autumn Almanac, because it is autumn. We don't call it fall, unless we're referring to Fall Brawl, the WCW seasonal pay-per-view from some decades back, but we really don't talk about Fall Brawl, but that's a topic for another episode. Anyway, bottom of the hour, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, moving right along, autumn and October means one thing and one thing only, and I believe Charlie knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Be buried in
Clash, Spanish Bombs. Before that, the Ramones, Pet Sematary from Brain Drain, and Rocky Erickson and Aliens, Zombie. Walked with a Zombie. And let's see, what do we got going on right now? CBS is apparently backtracking on the rumors of Tom Petty's death. Apparently it is life support, but, you know, I'm going to be very conservative emotionally on this. Anyway, moving on. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the passing of Woody Guthrie, the easily one of the most indispensable musical figures that this country ever produced, perhaps even more so than Bob Dylan, if fight me on this. Anyway, after he died, two tribute concerts were put together, one at Carnegie Hall in 1968 and another in L.A. at the Hollywood Bowl in 1970. Those were recorded and they're getting an expanded release under the supervision of Nora Guthrie, his daughter, who's also behind the Mermaid Avenue albums. If you recall, they are a favorite of this particular program. And at the Carnegie Hall show, they were able to coax Bob Dylan out of his seclusion to play some songs backed by a band formerly known as the Hawks, a band soon to be known as a band, but that band was at the time known as the Crackers. And he played three songs, and I'm going to play those three songs, and just want you to take time to consider like how important Woody Guthrie is to musical DNA of this country and honestly the Western world. And he's his songwriting is saying, "I'm out to sing the songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work," and that's as good a motivator as any, perhaps one of the best. Anyway, Bob Dylan, the Crackers, with three, originally done by Woody Guthrie.
Sam's family. the law. He loved his trees and horses. He loved everything he saw. This world was lucky to see him born. He got struck down by the fever.
Bob Dylan and the band that would eventually become the band, with three from the Woody Guthrie tribute concert, I Ain't Got No Home, Dear Mrs. Roosevelt, and The Grand Coulee Dam. And that's going to bring us to the end of the line here on this particular episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good. On WMFO Medford, I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. May we all tune in next week in happier circumstances. And before I promise you one more Tom Petty song, and I shall deliver. And this comes with a story, so pull up a chair. Believe it or not, not all the Pierce Brosnan James Bond films are good. GoldenEye is fantastic. Tomorrow Never Dies is okay, and then it just completely falls apart from there. Pierce Brosnan said, like, yeah, I remember GoldenEye, and the rest just kind of run together. Anyway, the last one was Die Another Day. It had the Madonna song and Madonna cameo, and that should tell you just how incredibly awful this movie was. And in the final scene, when Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry are about to do the dirty dance in the North Korean floating ice fortress thing, she turns to him and says, "How can you be so good when you're so bad?" Now, I watched this in theaters with my friend Alex Rosenbaum, and I've seen some bad movies in theaters. I saw Joe Dirt in theaters. I saw the third Rush Hour movie in theaters, and this is one of the worst movies I ever saw in theaters. And so when she said that, at that moment, all we could do was burst out laughing and start singing this particular song, which I will play for all of you in tribute to Tom Petty and the sheer badness of that particular Pierce Brosnan film. So, you know, go with God or go with Satan, whatever your beat is, and tune in next week for more of the same, but slightly different.
1, 2, 3, 4. My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever. Ex-husband can't get no loving, walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, head in the oven. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you. But now